Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 6, the Message translation. Let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be, without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we aren't. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo here. Good morning. Guess what, guys? We're halfway there. Halfway, we're the halfway mark. And I'm so excited about that. Today, we're still trying to thin our lives so we can thicken our communion with God. We're still focusing on decreasing so that He can increase. And today, on Soul Purge, we'll be fasting, comparison. You heard me, I'm going to say again. We're fasting comparison. What that means is today, and maybe if you'd like to take it a little further and do it till the end of the fast, and maybe for the rest of your life, we're going to focus on not comparing ourselves with others. Some of us may quickly say, oh no, I don't do that. Before you jump into conclusions, you probably need to calm down. Yes. Or like we say, if you like to calm down, make I talk finish. Because it's easy to say you don't compare yourself to other people. But in your heart, you might. So let's have that conversation today. With social media becoming very popular post-pandemic, we're beginning to spend a lot of time on social media, much more than we did before. So what that has also begun to do is that we've gone to live in other people's fantasies. So someone comes on social media and her father is rich, extremely rich, and has this massive wedding. She flies her dress in from America. She has her shoes brought in, beaded and custom made for her, and brought in all the way from Italy. She has her rings from Italy. She designs them literally by herself, picks the stones, the shape, everything. Her veil comes in from Paris. She has a cake made by she flies in chefs from France. I mean, you know the picture I'm painting, right? And then you, that your daddy did not really have anything, not eating. You decide that you want to copy the dress. And then you go to a tailor who probably did not pray that morning because you want to be unfortunate, and you're looking for somebody to be unfortunate with you, and you now go and meet this tailor. And you tell the tailor, I want this dress. And you show the tailor the dress that took a team of designers all the way from, I don't know where I said the dress came from now, but that's America, to design and put together, and a whole team worked on it. And they probably paid $50,000 for the dress. Now you, you want to carry your 2 years of lace to go and give tailor to sew so that you can abuse the tailor later. Listen, my darling. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12 says, we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they are measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Do you know what I've come to tell you today? If you compare yourself with other people, you are not wise, like King James says. So let's stop it. The Message translation, let's go ahead and be what we were made to be. Be yourself. Be yourself. Live how you can. I know girls who borrow, like literally borrow money to buy hair and clothes to attend a party. And they can't eat. The money they borrowed is enough to pay their parents' rent for a year. There are girls who carry designer bags and wear all kinds of outfits, borrow money to get a BBL done, and when you see the little corner that they're coming out from, you'd be amazed. Today, Set yourself free. Now, for you, it may not be this drastic, right? You may not be trying to live out someone else's life. And the truth is, you don't believe everything you see on the gram, as they say, because, to be honest, most people are living either a fake life or they're just simply putting their best foot forward. And to be honest, not everyone can survive that continuously. So you are living off someone else's fantasy. Someone has packaged herself and put up a few pictures to show she's, you know, living the life she probably isn't living. And you are now struggling to live that life, which the person themselves are not even living. Listen to me this morning. Set yourself free. Set yourself free of comparing yourself to others. Set yourself free. If your friend is thin, model size, and she eats everything in the world, but you, when you just breathe the smell of a lovely meal, you add 10 kg. My darling, don't kill yourself. Go and eat. Don't kill yourself. You can't see, some things are genes. Yes, do the best you can, exercise, whatever you can. Maybe even wear a waist trainer here and there if you feel like it, but don't kill yourself. Today, we have to set ourselves free from trying to be other people. So if you need to stay off the pages of people that intimidate you, pages that cause you to focus on yourself and make you start to think, oh, like, I should wear this, I should wear that, but you can't afford it, you know. So today, the focus is this. Don't compare yourself with anyone else. Be content with such as you have. Be happy about the life that you have. Aim to be better, but the only competition you have in this life is against yourself. So today, I don't know who that person is that you always feel like you're in competition with. I think you should make peace with yourself today and say, you know what? I'm done competing. I'm getting down from this racetrack and I'm just going to enjoy taking in a leisurely stroll all by myself, because the competition I have is against myself. And so this morning, I want you to really take time and think about it. Look at your phone. There's anyone that makes you want to be someone else. Once you try to put on airs, try to do everything just to fit in. Darling, delete their numbers. I give you permission to delete, to block, to restrict, whatever you need to do to get your life back. And do it this morning before you have any breakfast. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible before breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Gumbel.